I have never heard prettier compositions. Go in and ask him the price of the instrument. But mind, he shall have no more kisses." "He will have 100 kisses from the princess," said the lady who had been to ask. "I think he is not in his right senses," said the princess, and walked on. But when she had gone a little way, she stopped again. "One must encourage art," said she. "I am the emperor's daughter. Tell him he shall, as on yesterday, have 10 kisses from me, and may take the rest from the ladies of the court."
"Oh, but we should not like that at all," said they. "What are you muttering?" asked the princess. "If I can kiss him, surely you can. Remember that you owe everything to me." So the ladies were obliged to go to him again.
100 kisses from the princess," said he, "or else let everyone keep his own."
"Stand round," said she, and all the ladies stood round her whilst the kissing was going on.
"What can be the reason for such a crowd close by the pigsty?" said the emperor, who happened just then to step out on the balcony. He rubbed his eyes and put on his spectacles.
"They are the ladies of the court. I must go down and see what they are about." So he pulled up his slippers at the heel, for he had trodden them down. As soon as he had got into the courtyard, he moved very softly, and the ladies were so much engrossed with counting the kisses, that all might go on fairly, that they did not perceive the emperor. He rose on his tiptoes.
"What is all this?" said he, when he saw what was going on, and he boxed the princess's ears with his slipper, just as the swineherd was taking the 86th kiss. "March out," said the emperor, for he was very angry. And both princess and swineherd were thrust out of the city. The princess now stood and wept, the swineherd scolded, and the rain poured down.
"Alas, unhappy creature that I am," said the princess. "If I had but married the handsome young prince, ah, how unfortunate I am."
And the swineherd went behind a tree, washed the black and brown colour from his face, threw off his dirty clothes, and stepped forth in his princely robes. He looked so noble that the princess could not help bowing before him.